This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning, Metroplex. It is already a Tolo Tuesday here on DFW Sports Station. Got the entire morning family together again here on DFW Sports Station. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Bell. We got Peyton back from the bachelor party in Utah. And we got Aiden running the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Everyone good to go, ready for a shorter week?
Always ready for a four-day work week. The future that we will not be able to be around to get because it will happen the year after we retire.
Yeah, I always like when I can cram in 4 day work weeks. Makes me feel like Peyton.
Pepe, good to be back.
Good to be back. Missed you boys. What's going on?
No, you didn't.
When did you get back?
Sunday night. Landed about 7:30. So got the afternoon flight out of Vegas. Time change made a little later. And then yeah, back and then had a day off yesterday.
And you and RJ Choppy not even aware that you were in the same building for the Rangers in another great offensive performance.
Hoffman at the belt, kicks and fires, swung on and sky to center. This should end it. Varsho ranging over toward right. He's there. He's got it. And the ball game's over. The Blue Jays have beaten the Rangers in the opener by the score of 2-1.
Were you there to see the three Blue Jays fans clapping there on the fan?
Yeah, I was sitting next to one of them. My buddy Brennan, who's a big Toronto, he's from Toronto. That's the reason we all went. He got a suite.
Whoa.
So it was weak. Weak fly balls.
Oh, I thought you meant the offense.
Yeah, the offense was just weak. It's just a lazy fly ball. You might get one that approaches the warning track. And it's just a depressing offense right now. And there's really not a whole lot. There's not a whole lot to sit there and look. Hey, you know what? This is happening. They're doing this. They're not.
They're so boring.
They're so bad,
man. It is
man.
A beating to get through these games. I can't wait for
Thank
them to be
God,
over.
God, they're 2 hours and 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
That's the thing about them. It's not even just like they're not having success. Watching them on offense right now is, like, it's painful. Like, it is one of these things of, like, this feels almost like torture right now that you got to sit here and watch just how inept this offense is. And you keep saying, like, all right, it's a funk. They're going to shake out of it. It's like, no, they're not good. They're not good. And that's the biggest problem right now.
Lost 2 of 3 to the White Sox. It took something crazy to avoid getting swept in Chicago by that terrible, terrible team.
Yeah, it took 5 runs. Took a 5-run. I mean, hey, credit to them. Hey, look, they scored 5 runs in back-to-back games. That doesn't happen.
Well, it took a 3-run 9th.
Yeah, but this team is, I mean, yeah, 2 hours and 18 minutes yesterday, which is just, I mean, it's incredible. Thank God for the pitch clock. But yeah, like this.
And a great staff.
And really, it is. I mean, that was a really well-pitched game.
First time DeGrom has never had a strikeout, by the way. Didn't you say Atolo said, finally, I bet on him?
They're like, it's the first time I've bet on DeGrom, and here I am. He shows up. He doesn't even strike anybody out for the first time in his career. I mean, I think I was looking at it yesterday. I think minimum, even in all those times where he's left a game after 2 innings in his career and things like that, I think minimum he's always had 2 strikeouts every start, and he had nothing in 6 innings yesterday.
And like I didn't even notice that he didn't have a strikeout, because like I don't look for that. It's important, but it's like, I'm not like sit there. Oh, how many strikeouts does he have? Right. I thought he pitched. He was fine. Like there was nothing wrong with him. He just wasn't getting swings and misses.
Seemed at like the rate he normally does. Something was not fine with the finger. I don't know exactly what that was. causing him to, I don't know whether he was going to leave anyway, but that contributed to it, it felt like.
Yeah, and he's lately, whenever you watch him pitch, he's really good. If I'd never seen Jacob DeGrom pitch before, I'd be watching him this year and going like, this dude's really, really good. He's awesome. But like, because you know who Jacob DeGrom is and what Jacob DeGrom's been, when you watch him, it's like, this just like isn't quite right. Like there's something that just feels a little off about all this.
So did they say that that's why they took him out on the broadcast? Because we were like, what's the point of taking him out? You run him out there for the sixth. He gives up a hit, but then he gets an out. Like, why? That's not something you do to a guy that is like a Jake DeGrom.
Something was up with his finger.
Okay. And that makes sense, because it was a weird call, mound exchange, mound visit the previous inning. And we were like, what? You know, this is totally normal. And we didn't notice the trainer out with him.
Sandler, I think, speculated it was because it was the third time through the order, and he didn't want DeGrom going through that.
Three games under 500, and it always seems like the opposing pitcher has a career day. You were there looking at, you weren't paying attention to strikeouts, but you were paying attention to pitch count.
Dude, this was crazy. So Gossman, and Gossman's fine, right? Gossman's a good pitcher, but we look up, it's the top of the fourth. He had thrown 26 pitches, and he had three balls that he threw. Three. He had a 100% first pitch strike rate. Then you get on later into the game, and now we're in the top bottom seventh. Bottom seven, he is at 78 pitches and only 20 balls with an 88% first strike percent.
Only time the Rangers had multiple runners on base was after consecutive singles to start the fifth. The only time they had multiple guys on base. Alejandro Osuna getting his first two big league hits. The family was there. That was cool to see. But then it was a Wyatt Langford solo and nothing else.
Yep, that's what they get. They get their they run into a home run every now and then, and if that doesn't happen, they don't score. And you mentioned how
Jake Berger or bust right now offensively.
Yeah, Berger, I mean, yeah, he's been able to actually hit the ball out a couple different times lately. But when you talk about the way that you mentioned the White Sox series and how it took a miracle for them to even basically avoid being swept by one of the worst teams in baseball, I went and looked this up yesterday with them on the road this year. This is how bad things are for them offensively. So they've scored six runs. They've scored more than six runs in a road game two times this year. Twice it's happened where they scored more than six runs. They've been held to six runs or fewer for the entire series, an entire road series, four times this year.
You know, I wish we were having Boone on today, because I would want to know, like, was that the game plan, like swinging the first pitch? You know, was that part of the, or swing early in the count, get early in the count on Gossman? Was that the game plan, scouting report on him? Because, you know, they did this a lot yesterday, and that's one of the things that, you know, I was watching the game. So Ryan Dries was in there with us, and, you know, former pitcher, and he was like, he brought up the point, like, that the both leadoff hitters in the game swung at the first pitch. And he's like, you completely screw up the rest of the inning when you do that, because now it's an automatic take, essentially, for the two hole hitter. It's not like the first two batters swung at the first pitch that is an absolute auto take for the third. But the pitcher knows that the second guy is not going to go up there looking to hack on the first pitch when the leadoff hitter has already swung at the first pitch. So it's like, you already put yourself behind the eight ball. And both leadoff hitters of the game did that.
1-5 in the order yesterday was 1-20. You get the Wyatt Langford home run, otherwise you're 0-19. It's just, they are a college offense right now, looking like they're going against a Major League Baseball team.
With wooden bats.
And when do things start turning on the inside? You know, that offense versus defense in football. We're doing our job. Can we only give up 13 points a week? That's what you're thinking if you're the pitching staff. It's a good thing the pitchers, aren't sitting there in the main dugout. It's good you have some separation in the bullpen, because otherwise things could be even uglier. So they lose the opener to the Blue Jays after barely avoiding being swept by the Chicago White Sox. Next game today right here on DFW Sports Station.
Hopefully they manage to put up even three runs or something. That'd be nice. But, I mean, it is wild how just consistently now it's – We were hanging out Friday night, and it's like, oh, you take a look at this box score. Oh, they scored like one run against the White Sox. They can't muster anything even now. We were worried about them getting fake confidence against a White Sox team. Like, didn't want them to think they got some luck like that. It's like, you can't even bank on fake confidence anymore. This is bordering on historically bad offense now.
They have scored 183 runs. Okay. The Rockies have scored 173, Pittsburgh 164. They're tied for the lowest in the American League. They are 30 below Houston, who's the next lowest in the AL West.
Four and a half games back in the American League West. Seattle leads the way. The Armpit is a game and a half back, and you are sitting there tied with the Angels, with the Athletics in last, seven behind. Anthony Edwards turned into the wrong type of all-time great last night.
Kicks left wing, Dub open. Snaps off a rainbow three. In there! Cha-chinga, J-Dub offered money ball. Oh, baby! 34 for Dub, a playoff career high. Shea's got 10 assists. Thunder back up seven.
It's like I'm listening to a dealer at Choctaw. Like, I can't even follow what the hell he's saying as the Oklahoma City Thunder go up 3-1 with a crucial win, 128-126 in Minnesota. And the story in this one, yes, Shea had 40. This is about Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle not showing up. And the headline is, Ant defends his conservative approach as he scored 4 points in the first half? This must win. A must win situation. He averaged 22 shots in the first round, 20 in the second round. He has attempted 17 shots per game against the Thunder so far. After going off in game three, every time I'm ready, this guy yo-yos me back and forth. Every time I'm ready, he's the next. He's the guy. As the internet is saying, he stores up all of his energy for the old heads that he wants to take out, whether it be LeBron, Kevin Durant, whoever else it is. But then when he faces his peers, he goes into the turtle shell and he's just saying, I play the right way. That's the LeBron James mindset of, I play the right way. I'm just making the right pass, you know? And he can be very nonchalant and tick off a Wolves fan afterwards because of his great personality. And Julius Randle did the same thing.
Yeah, what was the, was it game five of the 2011 finals where LeBron didn't like even score against Dallas in the fourth quarter, or he put up like one shot or something, and everybody's just like, dude, what's your problem? In postgame, he was given that kind of a line, like you were talking about, like, oh, it was the right basketball play. Yeah. And people were like, dude, you got to develop some sort of like killer instinct here a little bit. And what's weird is everybody thought Ant's already got it. And he'll show it to you, he'll flash it to you every now and then. And then there are other points where it's just gone. Now, I think you got to give Oklahoma City a ton of credit for just defensively, they can be really exhausting on a guy like Ant. And try to take away all sort of those options, but man, he's got to do more than what he's been doing.
You can make the case and make the play the right basketball play, whatever. But if you're gonna do that, if you do that and you have 14 assists, nobody bats an eye. You know, like if you have a lower point, lower shot total, but you're racking up assists, when you're not doing that and you're not scoring, it looks even worse.
Must win.
Yeah, it's absolutely a must win. I mean, imagine Brunson tonight.
Well, if now, he was on the floor.
Yeah, well, they obviously have made the decision they can't play him and Cat together at the same time.
Second lowest scoring total of the postseason for Edwards was 16 points, tied his fewest shot attempts, going 5 for 13 from the field and 1 for 7 on 3. But afterwards, he's like, I don't look at it like I struggled. I didn't get enough shots to say I struggled. But yeah, I didn't struggle at all. I just made the right play. And you're pulling your hair out of your A-Rod.
13 shots, and that was in 41 minutes. He's putting the ball up every 4 minutes that he's on the court. Like, you can't have that when your other options on the court are Julius Randle, who also, by the way, Julius Randle puts up 7 shots in the whole game. And then you've got, you know, Rudy Gobert and Jaden McDaniels. Like, that can't be the answer. It's just like, well, we got to get these guys shots.
Randle scored 5 points, a playoff career low on 1 of 7 shooting. And again, he was a lock in the last round, 28 points in game one, then 6 points in game two, 24 in game three, 5 yesterday. It's just, it's Anthony Davis type production. You don't know what's going to happen.
No, they're yo-yos. They are. Like they said, they yo-yo your emotions. But there's, and it's not just alone. Jimmy Butler's the same way. Jimmy Butler is the same thing in the postseason. Like, he'll have these games where you're like, oh my God, this guy.
But Jimmy's not supposed to be Ant. And I think Jimmy's 36.
And Jimmy's older. Jimmy gets to the finals, too. Like, Jimmy actually, like Jimmy's been Mr. Turn It On, too, when he's really been needed.
Did we all overrate the Dallas Stars Game 1 comeback. An absolute must-win game tonight. Bobby and I were there on Friday. We'll take you through everything else that happened. Is this the beginning of the end for your Stars? Next on Sean and RJ.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Connor McDavid, he's free. 3-on-1. Connor McDavid, right circle, dishes, gets it back and scores. 2-0 Edmonton.
Two goals for McDavid as part of the 6-1 onslaught that happened on Sunday. And as you know by now, the Edmonton Oilers, with a 2-1 series lead over your Dallas Stars, it feels like more after a 9-1 outing over the last two games when you combine the Oilers' output. Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby on 105.3 The Fan, and we're obviously facing what feels like a must-win situation tonight. Teams that fall down on the road 3-1 go on to win that series 13% of the time. We asked this question after game one. Do we feel great about that comeback? You felt great about the comeback win. Do you feel great about the series? And we had a lot of trepidation and hesitation with the way the Oilers dominated the first 40 minutes, and now we know why.
Now we know why. They, you know, outside of the goalie, and in this series, it's I don't know that's even, you could say that in this series because it's, you know, Otter's not been himself, but it's evident that, you know, Edmonton's just looks better right now after three games. Save for the third period of game one and the second period of game three. Stars pretty good in the second period. Edmonton has looked like they are the absolute better team. And obviously Florida is showing that they're the better team in the other series. I forget last night, but it's looking really close to being this is a win or go home type game tonight.
Yeah, Edmonton's been better in
everything.
6-7 of the 9 periods at this point. I don't think Dallas got beat as bad as 6-1 over the weekend. It wasn't that bad. There were stretches of the game where they looked really impressive, but their opportunities that look like really high quality shot opportunities and everything, they're just not going in. They're not getting bounces. I mean, Skinner's managed to suffocate everything from them. It's just a time right now where it's like offensively they're not even getting in. They had I don't know if we had seen, I saw the clip earlier this morning. Did you see Robo when he found out he got credited with the goal over the weekend?
I had no idea.
And he's just, and even when he found out he got it, he's like, okay, great. Like, but offensively, like, we suck right now. Like, I don't care exactly. And so, I mean, they're in a very frustrated state right now where this is lending back even to last year when you get those six games, these nine playoff games you've played against Edmonton, you just definitely feel like you're a step below them right now.
Pepe, are you Stars panicked right now? How did you take in the games?
Oh, I was on cloud nine when they won game one. You know, me and my boys, we were at the sports book. You know, we got there when they were down 3-1. They came back, scored five straight. I was like, okay, you stole one. You stole one from Edmonton. You have home ice still. You've won back-to-back game ones in a single playoff since God knows how long. You know, everything was on our side. And then the last, you know, two games, the last 120 minutes, you, like you said, you knew why. You knew why they were down 3-1 and why Oilers had to dominate basically the entire series. I'm not panicked yet. You know, it's a Stars team that responds well to losses. Two in a row losses, not sure. But, yeah, it feels like a must win tonight.
So Otter came in to this series with a 5.58 goals saved above expectation. So, like, we hear in football, right? Like, you rush yards above expectation and stuff like that, right? This is kind of the same thing. How many goals have you saved beyond what you're expected to save? And he was at 5.5. Great, right? It's fantastic. You lead all the playoffs. In this series, he's had a save percentage south of 900 in all the games. It's been a rough go. It's just been a rough go for him. Outside of now, he in game one, in the third period, they do not win that game without him. He made some tremendous saves.
Yeah, he's great.
Tremendous saves. But, you know, outside of that, he's been letting some in.
He's now 5-10 in his career in West Finals. A 5-10 Western Conference Finals record. Meanwhile, on the other side, Bobby, Stuart Skinner turning into a vacuum against the Stars.
Yeah, these last two postseasons, I was looking up numbers for Stuart Skinner over the course of his career, because this is 2 years in a row we've entered this series, and one of the big lines we hear, one of the big analyst points we hear is just, well, Dallas has the advantage in net. Like, their goalie's going to be better. And last year, he was not better than Skinner. Otter wasn't. And so far during this series, he hasn't been. So Stuart Skinner, for his playoff career against Dallas, is 6-3 now. His save percentage is 92.5. His goals against average is 194. Against everyone else in his playoff career, he's 17-16, 88.8% save percentage, and a 305 goals against average. But if you would, like, to be fair, if you take out that, which I know you can't just magically take out a period, but if you take out, he may just be on a hot streak now, because if you take out the five-goal period, which four of them he gave up because there was an empty netter, but if you take out that period in game one, then over his last five games, he's allowed two goals, and his save percentage is 98.5.
I mean, look, he was on a heater coming in. I mean, he had back-to-back shutouts against Vegas coming in. So, I mean, that's really, really good to have back-to-back shutouts in a
Yeah, but he was getting ready to get replaced till the replacement got hurt.
Yeah, I mean, he had gotten replaced. You know, like, after the first two games of the Kings series, he had gotten replaced. So, yeah, he's inconsistent. It's not out of the realm of possibility, even if the Stars were to lose game four, it's not out of the realm of possibility that Skinner loses his mind and the Stars go on a run. Like, that could happen.
Yeah, I mean, but he appears to be now in two straight conference finals some sort of a gamer against Dallas. Like, yeah. He's had really good games against them the last 2 years.
Pete DeBoer on where the belief is right now.
I think there's belief in our room. And, you know, again, there's good signs in our game. So, you know, if we can keep bringing that game to the rink, you know, I like our chances of coming back in this series.
Calm and steady all the time. Calm and steady. The Tolos are answering my question. Did we all lie to ourselves after Stars game one? Paul said, this seems to be a situation where it's just wrong time, wrong place, wrong matchup. Deeper team, better goalie that unfortunately is playing a team that has the best player on earth. Nighthawk, we need to capitalize when we get good looks. The puck is just not going into the net for us. It felt like that at the beginning of game three. Bobby and I were there early first period. It was like, all right, only a matter of time. Only a matter of time. It did not happen. Gru says, same team, different year. HBC, when a team is better than you, they're just better. I said at the time, that was the only one I can remember with a team winning by a large margin and still not feeling like we were the better team. We just outplayed them for two periods and got beat by five. Let that sink in. I got blasted on Mike Leslie's Facebook. This is from Robert, because he said Otter was still the best goalie left in the playoffs. When I disagreed, I got destroyed for being an uninformed idiot. I'm afraid this team is the Buffalo Bills of hockey.
Ooh. Well, out of the best in the playoff, I don't know, man. Like,
go Stars, baby.
Anderson's higher than him, or was higher than him, on the Conn Smythe coming into this series. Bobrovsky is, I mean, he's got a cup. He's been a two. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that you could say that.
Carl, if this were a boxing match, one team would be far ahead on the judges' scorecard except for one 10-7 round. Shane.
Yeah, where they knocked him down. Yeah, the stars would have knocked him down, and it would have been a big round, but yes, absolutely right. Like, you would be well ahead on the judges' scorecard.
And then Shane says, moving forward, need a big-time performance from Otter tonight. Then it's 2 out of 3. We have home ice and a coach who has nails in game 7. Evan sent me the Deserve a Win-O-Meter. I'm not even going to read it.
Oh, good. Well, I got it for you. It just varies. Right now, it's 58% Dallas was the last game.
So, right. In the last game.
Last game. Their expected goals.
The second period was great. They played really well.
Weren't getting shot opportunities to go in. I mean, their expected goals were like 3, and Edmonton was like 2.2. So, I mean, they had a lot of really good shot opportunities that just didn't go through.
Let's talk about what happened to Hintz. I need the true hockey experts to hit us up on the Franklin injury attorney text line on what that should have been. They reviewed it and still did not give a major with the outcome. But man, that had to hurt. And Hintz sits there and misses.
Yeah.
Game 3.
So I got my hockey group chat, and one of the people on the group is an Edmonton fan. He's from Edmonton, but he lives here as a Stars fan, but. They agreed they were not going to touch the dirty aspect of it, but they said it's absolutely retaliatory and it was intentional. And the intentional is the key word. If you intend to hurt somebody, whether it's dirty or not, whether you intend to hurt somebody, that is a major penalty.
Pepe, what did you think? And what usually happens in this situation? Nurse with the clear slashing on top of the left foot of Hintz.
I mean, you see it a lot. I think, you know, a goalie, you know, a guy gets too close, you push and shove him. And, you know, you see that when the refs aren't looking, you see a little stick tap there. But that was just so unnecessary. I mean, and to put him on the ground, it wasn't like some people say, you know, the hockey head said, oh, it's just a love tap. No, it wasn't.
No.
You put him on the ground there. He wasn't wheezing in pain because he was, you know, because of love tap. You know, he wasn't flopping there. Hockey players don't flop. You know, yeah. So it really did hurt him, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, because, you know, they have a call. They have an embellishment penalty. That happened last night. Kachuk got an embellishment call. That was
the SGA.
What?
The SGA call.
Yeah, and that was a BS. That was a BS call too. That was not embellishment. I mean, that guy got hooked like crazy. But they have that. I mean, you're not going to get in a big spot. You know, you're not going to have a player try to embellish a call like that. Where, I mean, his foot. He had a walking boot on.
It felt Draymond like. Like, just kind of like, here's an elbow to your gut, and then I'm just going to act like nothing happened.
Pete DeBoer had the quote afterwards, and he said it twice. Does anyone in this room think if Connor McDavid gets carried off the ice like that, that it's not a 5-minute major? Mason Marchment said he felt there was some intent, obviously, in Nurse's actions, but that was DeBoer again saying, I'll say it again. Does anyone think if that's Connor McDavid, that it's not a 5-minute? And
it probably is. I don't. And I think you and I have always agreed this. We don't subscribe to the result of the injury. Like, if you try to take somebody out and you hurt them, and you hurt them for the rest of the year, that you should suffer the same penalty. You know, we don't subscribe to that. It's just the intent. Like, he could have continued to play and never got taken out of the game, and it still should be the same because the intent to injure was there. That's all that matters.
What are the Tolos saying? 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. And again, they reviewed it, and still it went against the Stars in terms of the 5-minute not being given. Meanwhile, the Eastern Conference Finals are still a thing.
Now he'll backhand one up. Stankoven with a shot. He scores! Logan Stankoven, and for the first time in this series, the Canes have a lead. It's 1-0.
Stanky. We remember him so well. Hurricanes radio with the call. It's not a good thing when your first lead comes in Game 4, but Carolina takes care of Florida 3-0, and the Panthers are like, all right, we'll take care of this later.
Hey, they snapped the 15-game conference final losing streak.
Wow.
How about that? One of those remarkable feudal stats, records in sports, a 15-game conference final. And these aren't like 30 years apart. This is just remarkable, but they got to win. They got to win, and now Florida's going to have to try to wrap this thing up because it is
on the road.
It's over. Yeah, it's over, but it's just a matter of when.
Which, yeah, they'll wrap it up because they've looked completely dominant the whole time. So I don't have any thought other than it's Florida in the cup, and you're just sitting here waiting now to see if Dallas will be able to rally against the Oilers.
And you're hoping for rust. You're hoping for rust.
All right, we got a special giveaway today. It's Lil Baby tickets, but it's not coming up at 7:20. It's coming up right now, followed by best and worst of the weekend, how Bobby disappeared on me after the Stars game on Friday night, and Pepe back from the bachelor party next here on DFW Sports Station with Sean and RJ.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
I'm having a bad fucking weekend.
Since we were off yesterday, happy Memorial Day, and thanks to everyone who served that made that possible. We have to change things up a little bit today. Ask Reddit has to stay at 7:40. We have another Lil Baby ticket giveaway during the 7:20 Expressway, then another one in the 8 o'clock hour, then another one in the 9 o'clock hour, as we are all back together again with Sean, RJ, and Roberto on DFW Sports Station. And this is Best and Worst of the Weekend, in case you're new to the segment. Usually every Monday at 7:40, we recap what everybody got into and let us know what you did over the past few days at 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Pepe, why don't you start us off since you went out of town?
Yeah, so I went with my buddy Chad. It was his bachelor trip, so it was me, his brothers, and then the Los Hombres were out there, so eight of us total. We golfed majority of the trip out there, so we started out in Vegas. We got the early flight, though. We paid the $75 the night before to move our flight up about 5 hours because we were going to take the evening flight.
Wait a sec. You paid to leave Vegas earlier?
No, to leave to Vegas. This was on the flight out there, yeah. So the night before, my buddy who booked all the flights, he was like, okay, hey, they're giving us the option to move up $75 a piece if you want to. I was like, man, to get you know, almost a full day out in Vegas, you know, $75. We moved up to about a 2 o'clock flight. So we got out there plenty of daylight out there. We were out the first night, I think, until 4 a.m. I think I was getting back to my hotel and I got the notification from Twitch saying the fan cam's live right now. And I was like, oh, my goodness. You know,
was Blake on there?
Do what?
Was Blake on there?
No, I don't think he showed up. But no, it was awesome. Vegas, I mean, it kicked our asses pretty badly, money wise and you know, drinking wise. But you know, it was a night to remember.
No, you ain't just gonna gloss over it. You wrote it in the email. Yeah. Unless things were not fully disclosed at home when you returned, then you can gloss over it. But
the show, the reason we went.
No, what happened in the casino? What happened with the gambling?
Well, you know, we were up, down, but then a lot down. Down 500, coming back.
Ooh.
And that was not a good phone call to the fiance when our first mortgage payment is here in 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Do we get 31 days in May? Do I get an extra day?
31 days.
Okay, so 5 days. We got 5 days to save up.
Yeah, you got a 14-day grace period of the back
Yeah,
end.
Something like that. But I was like, I told her, I was like, look, like, I lost some in Boston. You know, I don't lose two in a row. Told her. I'm not losing two in a row, so you know, Vegas is a must win. I think I got up as much as $20, and then it was just downhill from there.
So does she ask how the night went on the tables, or you volunteer it, or you? She's looking at the same bank account.
Well, so she knows that, and I screwed myself doing this, but I will tell her whenever I win. Like I'll be like, hey, I'm up 200, I'm up 300, and if I don't say anything, she knows.
Yep.
Okay, because I got to the point where it's like I'm not gonna, you know, lie to her and, you know, say, oh, I won 100 when I lost a grand.
Yeah,
you know, like she can do the math. She knows, but
she's a teacher.
Yeah, but yeah. So she asked, and I was like, you know, I'll tell you when I get home. But I was like, you know what? Maybe I should tell you early, so you know, the steam rolls off a little bit, so it's not as hot when I get home.
So was that worse of the weekend, or what happened on the plane back home?
Dude, I don't know, because the plane ride back home, I thought about it for a minute, and it wasn't the American Airlines fault, but some guy in front of me had downloaded off of Netflix. I saw, because, you know, I thought it would have been weird if
it's definitely not the airline's fault.
Well, because you know how you have like the American Airlines in-flight Wi-Fi, the free Wi-Fi, and you get the free entertainment. They have documentaries on there, right? Sure. And this guy in front of me was watching a 9/11 documentary on mid-flight. We were off for maybe 30 minutes. And I knew Bobby.
Man.
I was just thinking, what would Bobby do? And he would have got up and left. He would.
Bobby would have watched it.
Yeah, Bobby always teases like, I'm gonna put this on. Watch this. Here's a plane crash.
And yeah, that's what I watch. That's what I watch air on the flights. Air disasters. And like somebody one time told me to turn it off. I was like, no.
A random stranger.
Yeah, somebody I didn't know. They're just, like, that's making me uncomfortable. You need to turn that off. I was like,
it is your own screen. Wildly uncomfortable. But I mean, like, it also, like, it's a face your fears kind of thing, but maybe a time and a place. I did catch myself because you'll see people watching like horror movies on there, and you look over and it's like this opening scene of Hostel, and you're like, oh, or I was watching, I was watching Rocket Man, the Elton John movie.
Yeah.
And then you get the full-on naked male sex scene, like there's like people looking over my shoulder, and I'm like, all right, sorry.
So
it's Rocket
Man next to this person.
So I was in the middle seat of my aisle, and so he was like diagonally to the left of me, so I could like watch the whole thing. It wasn't directly in front of me, but it was to the left, so I was watching it, and I was like, oh, please just stop. And he was having connection issues. I was like, that's a sign, dude, that's a sign. But he was young. He looked like he was 17 18. I get it. You know, he's curious. Yeah. He wasn't alive. What's that? Curious. What's that put him at? You know, 2005.
He's curious.
I gotta throw a flag here. I thought I heard you just say that you were sitting in the middle seat.
Yes.
Now, was this was just all the dudes, right? So it's not like how did you guys decide the middle seat versus aisle or window?
Whoever got the ticket. And I got B. I got, you know,
you 30, had a choppy 30. Travel agent. You had a guy handling all of
it. Yeah, because everyone, all my friends, you know, they're like, one guy wants the aisle, one guy wants the window. And I'm like, it doesn't, like, I'd prefer the aisle, but like, I'm not going to fight someone. And my ticket said B, you know, so I'm not going to, you know, try and trade there.
Yeah, so
there,
you had to see the 9/11 video right there.
Yes, and I'm trying to, you know, get something on my screen, but there's no, you know, live TV at the time there. So I had to try and watch the movie, but it was in my, you know, peripheral. So I could always see it at all times.
Bob, best and worst of the weekend, as it was an anniversary one for you.
Yeah, I mean, Friday night, you'll have to tell me how it went, because I don't remember all of it. I don't remember that photo you posted. I was telling Kristen and Wolchek that. I was like, I don't remember taking that photo. I remember the night, but there are little like things like she says, yeah, you knocked a beer over on me while we were at the Stars game. I was like, don't remember that at all. Don't remember that happening. But yeah, it was good. We went over to the Grim Reapmas place for drinks, and immediately poured a bunch of vodka into a Moscow Mule cup, and just was like, all right, let's go all the way. Let's turn it up to 11, because I haven't turned it up to 11 in an outing in a while.
Yeah.
And I was hurting for a lot of the evening, and then it continued because we went to the game, and then we were continuing to get drinks at like intermission or while we're walking around and stuff like that.
Met Derek Holland's new girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. With a sweet North Carolina accent.
And I met Casey Donahue, which I was like, score right here. Kristen's saying hi to him.
His wife, Kristen, was freaking out over meeting Casey Donahue.
Yeah.
Melting down.
I think you met Casey Donahue's wife. I was like, okay, so yeah.
And I was like, all right, cool. Now I'm set up nice for awesome, a big bowl of cereal. It's going to be great. And then we got to the post game, and I was like, I'm going to throw up all over the floors of Happiest Hour. This is not going to be good. And so at one point I was just like,
solid bathrooms there though. You can make do with it.
No, not there. The guys, even the men's restroom had a line like tracking all the way out of it. And I was like, all right, if I'm going to be sick, I need to go get some air. So I told them, I was like, all right, I'll be back. I'm going to get some air. I don't know how long I was gone. It was apparently long enough that it was determined like, all right, we should probably bounce, because as I was walking back up, Kristen's like, I'm at the Uber. You know, you can meet me over here. I was like, okay. Yeah.
That's not the story I got, and I'm not going to believe your story, so you can might as well cut your mic off for the next 2 minutes.
Oh, I want to hear this.
Bobby's disappearing. Bobby's always going to disappear on you. Mm-hmm. So when we were there trying to get some apps, you know, sober up a little bit, meet up with Wolchuk and whoever else was rolling over afterwards, Kristen looks at me. Bobby's gone, of course. Kristen's like, Bobby's outside. He's waiting for me. So the message I got, and that I believe, was Bobby was saying, I'm ready to go. Let's go. Leave. And hang on. And because Kristen was fighting me on paying the bill. Like, she wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. She wasn't trying to pay the bill, which would have told me she was trying to leave. I was like, go ahead. Go tend to him. Go deal with it. But she was getting the command call from Roberto, meet me outside. I get it. I'm not going to mess with you for getting messed up. It was fun. I appreciate the tickets, but I do believe that you had her leave.
No, I didn't. I did not. She did think I was at the Uber. That's why when she got to the Uber, she's like, where are you? Is when I was walking back. Because I was walking back in. Wolchuk was walking out. I was like, okay, I guess Wolchuk's leaving.
Well, Wolchuk had to. He was already on thin ice the entire night, attending his third game of the postseason solo.
Oh, solo?
Solo. Dolo.
In his
press pass is going in?
No, Brian Broaddus owed him from screwing him with the Rangers a couple years ago.
Oh, game one of the World Series, Brian at the end of the game was like, let's try and beat traffic. So he pulled Wolchuk out of the stadium minutes before Seager hit the home run.
Oh.
And so ever since then, he's been like,
all right. Friday he goes, all right, here's the money to make up for it. So Broaddus,
3 years later,
Broaddus paid for Wolchuk's ticket to join us at the game.
All right.
Wearing the bully Melrose the entire time. Wearing the mullet.
It's got to be itchy.
The entire time.
Here's the thin ice that I know Wolchuk was on. I was trying to get a video of it because he was a couple rows in front of us. I was trying to get a video of it. Couldn't do it. This is a paused image of his best I can. Look at these essays he's writing in text messages. He's in trouble.
Oh, man, you're in deep trouble.
He's in trouble.
He goes, I sent her Indian food. She loves Indian food.
Just
some chicken tikka masala. Let's just make up for it. Here, that's it. Here's some naan for your... Wipe your tears with the naan. She's sending her Indian food, and she's letting him sit there.
Hey, this will help you get it.
But no,
it was still good.
I don't know. You can't. I don't know.
It was a great time. But do you want to do here? Or do you want to do later? Do you want to play Jake's attempt to pump up the crowd while we're walking in? Okay, we'll do that later. Then I'll talk about this really fast. We got a chance on Saturday. I actually did stuff though for the anniversary weekend. I actually was like, all right, let's go find something to do.
Because you stayed in Dallas multiple nights. Mm.
Yeah. We hung out there till Sunday. She was trying to actually book it again for Sunday night. She wanted to stay 3 nights.
Good.
And but we ended up like, girls were getting antsy. So we're just like, whatever, we'll get home. But Saturday, we actually went out and did one of these JFK tours. We were like, we've never done these. Yeah. Let's go check it out. So we did this trolley tour, which was really, really good and really, really interesting. In fact, I got a quick clip of this one. This is like a 20-second clip. This is, they pulled up in front of the Texas Theater. They drive you to each spot in Dallas and then narrate and like tell the story of what happened. And this is pulling up in front of the Texas Theater where they arrested Lee Harvey Oswald.
It takes 7 Dallas policemen to restrain Oswald. They find his .38 caliber Smith & Wesson on his person with a hammer cocked. And the barrel of that gun is in the stomach of another Dallas policeman, a policeman named Nick McDonald. He reached down. Right here, part of his hand went between the hammer and the gun. Oswald pulled the trigger, and the hammer slammed on his hand. The Dallas police, they think they only have a cop killer. They don't know that the two are connected.
So it's cool, and they're playing, like, over it. They're playing, like, speeches from Kennedy. Like, it's a full story they're telling you, like, while they're driving around. It's very, very cool, very, very interesting. I wish I could have heard half of it. the problem is that the people directly in front of us and directly to the side of us are talking on the phone and to each other at full volume in a 20-person trolley the entire time, to the point where the person doing the tour is having to say, like, guys, if you guys could just keep it down a little bit and just keep it quiet. Ugh. I was like, why would you show up for this just to talk to each other the whole time? And they're like pointing out, like, at one point we're going by the Statler and they're like, oh, that's where Tina Turner walked out of her husband. It's like, okay, nobody cares. We're doing something else here, guys. But good use of $20. Check out the trolley tour in Dallas if you want to do the JFK thing.
Chop, best and worst.
Best, there's no more masculine feeling than a gas-powered power washer. I did do the back deck. We were getting the pool ready for the weekend. I did this on Friday.
It felt like the opening of pool season for everyone.
Yeah, it was great. You know, at least the weather on, it was warm. The late Sunday, you got some massive storms yesterday, but I let out 30 Tim Allen-style grunts just power washing this thing. It felt so masculine. Then my masculinity was completely reduced to zero because I do not have a meathead child. And this is my worst. We went to the gym 15 minutes in, ready to go home. I'm like, we haven't even gotten a biceps yet. All right, that's the most masculine part of the entire workout. And you want to leave? It's a pandemic, wussification of America, where young men aren't bro lifting the way that they used to. Mm-hmm. They shun the bromance of the toxic masculinity, and I have to do something about this. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I have to do something because I can't have a 15-minute gym-goer child.
Did you leave?
No, we stayed. We stayed, but he was just moping. He was moping. I play basketball. He was just moping around. We did cardio. No, we can't do cardio.
Well, he wanted to be like Luca, RJ, because the reports and the pictures are back out. Is Slim Luca here to stay? And Jalen Ramsey to the Cowboys? That's next with a little baby ticket giveaway. Another one for you. And we go commercial free with the Expressway, followed by Ask Reddit, the Tolo Tuesday edition. Just getting started. Glad you're joining us right here on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.